It's your boy Trey J. Just a quiet kid with something to say. E from the Bay to 813, I'm talking to you. Someday soon, I'll be on your TV. Stay tuned. Welcome to the 23rd episode of Tuned In with Trey. I'm your host, Trey Johnson, and the word of the day is opportunity, which means an amount of time or a situation in which something can be done. Be on the lookout for when I use it. The song of the day is Prove It by Big Crit featuring J. Cole. You know. If you believe in me, prove it. When the time come and the time will come, when I pass the chop, shoot. Shoot. Yeah, yeah. If you believe in me, prove it. If the time come and the time will come, when I pass the chop, shoot. It's gonna be a wild one. Stay tuned. Today isn't about me. It's about football in America. Yes, I know. I'm finally doing sports, guys. But not that kind of sports. I'm not here to talk about Tom Brady retiring or the Super Bowl. I'm here to talk about the business side of it. It's Black History Month, and boy, did we start out with a bang on day one. Former Miami Dolphins head coach Brian Flores filed a class action lawsuit against the NFL, citing racial discrimination in the hiring process of NFL coaches and executives. The document, 58 pages long. Jeez, he had a lot to say. Within his argument, he says that the Denver Broncos showed up late and inebriated to his interview. Miami Dolphins owner Stephen Ross offered to pay him $100,000 to lose games, and that the New York Giants gave him a sham interview. I'm only going to discuss the Dolphins and the Giants side of this issue. But before getting into the nitty-gritty of these allegations, I feel it is important to provide some background. Brian Flores is black. Last year, he was one of three black coaches in the NFL. Mike Tomlin of the Pittsburgh Steelers and David Culler of the Houston Texans were the other two. Tomlin is the only remaining black coach in the NFL. Culler was fired after one season. The Texans were 4-13 last year. Flores was given 3 years. After starting the season 1-7, the team finished 9-8, winning 8 of their last 9 games. One black coach in the NFL. Mike Tomlin. Tomlin, who has never lost. And when I say that, I mean he has not had a losing season in his 15-year coaching career. He has 2 Super Bowls, one as an assistant and one as a head coach. He is holding it down for black coaches. One black coach in the NFL. In 2003, the NFL implemented the Rooney Rule, which was supposed to increase the number of black or minority coaches in the league. Back then, the league had 3 black head coaches, Tony Dungy, Herm Edwards, and Marvin Lewis. Dungy is a Hall of Famer. Edwards and Lewis now coach at Arizona State University, where Edwards is the head coach. One black coach. The most black coaches the NFL has ever had at one time is 8. It happened twice, in 2011 and 2017. In 2018, 5 black coaches were fired, including Marvin Lewis, who coached the Bengals for 15 years, and Todd Bowles, who might be getting another chance soon. Black coaches simply do not last long. Brian Flores is trying to change that. Flores said Dolphins owner Stephen Ross offered to pay him $100,000 to lose games and increase the team's draft stock. For starters, that is not why the game is played. You play to win. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. As a black coach, it's deeper than the organization. Flores could not lose games on purpose. That hurts his reputation as a coach. No one wants to hire a loser. You have to win to keep your job. Now, some may say he'd probably still be coaching the Dolphins if he had tanked. However, I believe he was working on positioning himself for his next position, whatever that may be, while in his current one. He did the best with what he had and was punished for it. Now to the New York Giants. Flores had an interview lined up to meet with the team about their head coach opening. However, Flores shared some texts where Bill Belichick, New England Patriots head coach, accidentally informed him that the Giants were planning to hire Brian Daboll. This was 3 days before Flores was supposed to interview. Belichick got his Brians mixed up. Ouch. Flores showed up to the interview anyway, but the Giants had already made up their mind. In response to Flores' accusations, the Giants released a statement saying this: "We are pleased and confident with the process that resulted in the hiring of Brian Daboll. We interviewed an impressive and diverse group of candidates. The fact of the matter is, Brian Flores was in the conversation to be our head coach until the 11th hour. Ultimately, we hired the individual we felt was most qualified to be our next head coach." We hired the individual we felt was most qualified to be our next head coach. It's hard for me to believe that. How do you know who the most qualified candidate is before you interview everyone? Now, I could see Brian Daboll being the guy they wanted, and if that's the case, let Brian Flores know. Don't provide hope to someone so you can fill a quota. And I know they had to do it because of the Rooney Rule. You got to interview two minority candidates, but that's messed up. They should have interviewed everyone and then made their decision public. Now, Flores went to the interview anyway. He had heard some unsettling things, but he believed he still had a chance. And when I was watching Get Up the other day on ESPN, his lawyer said he had to control the narrative. If he doesn't show up, the team could say he didn't get the job because he didn't come to the interview. So he had to be there. He needed to prove himself. He walked into that interview like, "If you believe in me, prove it. When the time come and the time will come, when I pass the chopper, shoot. Shoot." Well, they didn't believe. And now the time has come to air it all out. Ain't no safety if it ain't safe. Head shot or the base. Cut the head off the snake. In the grass of yo yard, they trying to pull yo car. Show your hand. Keep it clean. They gonna jam. Understand. I know. I know you want to be the bigger person. If all they want to do is hurt you, show them how the trigger working. I'm not talking about guns. I'm talking about standing up for what you believe in. This is the second time we've seen this in the NFL. We watched Colin Kaepernick go through this when he was blackballed for standing up or kneeling to bring light to racial injustice across America. It's a business. The people in power are not black or any of the other minority groups. Things gotta change. Flores gets that. He knows he may never coach again. I hope he does, but he understands the bigger picture. Some people can't see the bigger picture because they're in the middle of it. I'm gonna say that again. I think y'all missed that, y'all. Y'all wasn't tuned in back then. I said, you can't see the bigger picture if you're in the middle of it. And the bigger picture is this. The NFL has a problem with black and minority representation. Minority groups are not given a fair chance when it comes to obtaining positions of power. The opportunities are not fair. On top of that, the NFL has yet to acknowledge this issue. Upon the allegations made by Brian Flores, the league released the following statement. The NFL and our clubs are deeply committed to ensuring equitable employment practices and continue to make progress in providing equitable opportunities throughout our organizations. Diversity is core to everything we do, and there are a few issues on which our clubs and our internal leadership team spend more time. We will defend against these claims, which are without merit. Without merit? They're basically saying that Flores' allegations hold no weight, that it's all lies, that it's not true, it's cap, it's fake, it's fake news. That's crazy. As a black man, that hurts. Now, at this point, we don't know if these allegations are true, but I do know he didn't say them for nothing. Ain't no way he just pulled the black card unprovoked. When it comes to coaching, I think about kids who don't necessarily have the skill set to play the game at the highest level, but want to stay connected to it. One way to do that is to coach. But for black kids, there is not a lot of representation at the highest level. In Little League, I saw a lot of black football coaches growing up. And in high school, not so much. In college, even less. And in the NFL, there's one. Something's got to give. Another way to stay connected to the game is in sports media, but the narrative is the same. Representation is lacking at the highest level. Now, I know what you're saying, Trey, what are you talking about? ESPN has plenty of black faces. You're right, but they're not exactly me. The majority are some of your favorite former athletes. I can only name a handful of real black journalists, right? Like Stephen A. Smith, Michael Wilbon, Malika Andrews, Jay Harris. I'll throw Jemele Hill in there too, even though she's not at ESPN anymore, but I'm fighting an uphill battle. The other day, I was in the news center here at the University of Florida, and I noticed that there were like six black students within the INC, the Innovation News Center. And I was like, this is an event, because I have never seen that many black people in that room at one time. So it's time for a change. And Brian Flores said it starts today. We're not waiting anymore. I'm starting with the man in the mirror. I'm asking him to change his ways. And no message could have been any clearer. If they want to make the world a better place, take a look at yourself and then make that change. So if you believe in me, prove it. That's the end of episode 23. Thank you all for listening. If you have comments on this topic, let me know. Spotify does this really cool thing where they let you comment on the episode in the app. Please leave a comment, rate the show, and all that other good stuff. If you don't listen on Spotify, no problem. Twitter and Instagram work too. Those tags are in the description. It's time for a change. Do your part to make the world a better place. I know I will. Be on the lookout for more content and episodes. And until then, stay tuned. Trey J, out.